Rand Paul, Biden should come out of hibernation, explain why he unmasked Flynn. By Christina Wong on May 13, 2020. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, on Wednesday called on former Vice President Joe Biden to come out of hibernation and explain why he unmasked then-incoming National Security Advisor Army Lieutenant General, retired, Michael Flynn. Paul said at a press conference, "He needs to come out of hibernation and, reporters, need to ask Vice President Biden, what kind of a person eavesdrops? Is that something that we think is a legitimate function of government? To eavesdrop on your opponents without a warrant? To illegally unmask them and listen to their private conversation?" Paul added. From the very beginning, General Flynn's been treated very poorly by his country. A guy who's served 33 years has been treated very poorly. But this is an abuse of power that should not rest. And it should make every American worry that if Vice President Biden were elevated to the top office, would he again use this kind of power on political opponents? And the other side needs to realize, this is exactly what they're accusing President Trump of. But he was actually acquitted on that charge. They have now found that Vice President Biden is guilty of using government to go after a political opponent. He also called on the Senate to immediately hold hearings on the unmasking of Flynn's name. Paul's comments came after Acting Director of National Intelligence Richard Grenell released to members of Congress a list of names of government officials who unmasked Flynn's name in intelligence gathered during surveillance of foreign targets. The list of names of those who requested the unmasking of Flynn's name included U.S. Ambassador to the UN Samantha Power, Director for National Intelligence James Clapper, Deputy Chief of Mission to Italy and Republic of San Marino Kelly Degnan, now Ambassador to Georgia, U.S. Ambassador to Italy and the Republic of San Marino, John R. Phillips, CIA Director John Brennan, U.S. Treasury Office of Intelligence and Analysis Patrick Conlon, Secretary of the Treasury Jack Lew, Acting Assistant Treasury Secretary Arthur Danny McGlynn, Acting Deputy Assistant Treasury Secretary Mike Neufeld, Deputy Secretary of the Treasury Sarah Raskin, Undersecretary Treasury Nathan Sheets, Acting Undersecretary Treasury Adam Sabin, U.S. NATO Advisor Robert Bell, U.S. Representative to the NATO Military Committee Vice Admiral John Christensen, FBI Director James Comey, U.S. NATO Office of the Defense Advisor Policy Advisor for Russia Lieutenant Colonel Paul G. Rang, U.S. NATO Defense Advisor James Hirsch, U.S. Deputy Chief of Mission to NATO Lee Litzenberger, now Ambassador to Azerbaijan, U.S. Permanent Representative to NATO Ambassador Douglas Lute, U.S. NATO Political Office Scott Parrish, Deputy Secretary of Energy Elizabeth Sherwood Randall, U.S. NATO Political Advisor Tamir Weiser, U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Teft, U.S. Ambassador to Turkey John Bass, White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough, Deputy Director of National Intelligence for Intelligence Integration Michael Dempsey, Principal Deputy Director of National Intelligence Stephanie O'Sullivan, Vice President Joe Biden. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.